start your computations for Time Warp.
WMFO in Medford.
Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs.
Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me you built a time machine?
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
This is Chris Earle on Time Travel, Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. But right now, you're time traveling with Edward.
And now another episode of As the Wood Turns.
Don't you want us to have a healthy relationship, Logan?
Yes, Brooke. More than anything in the world.
Why should I believe you?
I'm implementing our forest stewardship plan, and I'm talking with the folks at the Natural Resources Conservation Service about getting assistance through their Environmental Quality Incentives Program.
Equip, Logan? Oh, you really do care.
Equip can't make your relationships healthier, but it can lead to healthier forests. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk! I was on pills!
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to like I do.
An idea for a short story about people in Manhattan who were constantly creating these real unnecessary neurotic problems for themselves, because it keeps them from dealing with more unsolvable, terrifying problems about the universe.
I like it when you get an uncontrollable urge.
Yeah, that's my best feature.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Presentation. Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this,
yeah.
Man.
It's time, we're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it, he kicks
Let
it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school. And dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
We seem to be made to suffer. It's our lot in life.
Sweet.
You may dispense with the pleasantries, Commander. I'm here to put you back on schedule.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows and documentaries, political speeches and real-world historical events mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a theme in one way or another. And this week, we are time traveling back to the 1970s, the late 1970s, with another installment of my Tears of the Gods Sounds of the 70s subseries. This time, we're featuring Fleetwood Mac, and most particularly, their guitarist and a composer of many of their songs, and a lead singer often enough, Lindsey Buckingham. This episode could actually be called Sounds of the Mostly 1970s, as I'm going to extend slightly past that decade to include some Fleetwood Mac songs that really rock, that are outside that. But for the most part, we're going to be traveling back to the latter 1970s, the period from 1975 to 1979. And 1975 is when the album Fleetwood Mac was released. And, well, that wasn't their first album by any means, but that's what it was called, as opposed to what's their first album, which is now known as Fleetwood Mac. Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, which was 1967 when that band formed. And at that point, it was Peter Green and the original Fleetwood Mac drummer Mick Fleetwood and guitarist Jeremy Spencer. And pretty soon, the bassist John McVie joined the lineup, and that created their first Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac album, released in 1967. And then we've got... and then they went on to have 17 studio albums and many lineup changes, great success, and drug use and dramas. Yeah, sex and drugs and rock and roll and just all of that. And people have had breakdowns and they quit, and they created some incredibly good music. So for the first time in the Tears of the Gods, I'm going to be having a strictly alternating kind of format between a song from the featured artist and then another band. And I've done that strict alternation with when we've had three featured artists, but this is unprecedented. And then as far as our audio clips go, we've got Woody Allen's 1979 Manhattan. Got a lot of pieces of those. And with TV shows, All in the Family, which ran on CBS from 1971 to 1979, a bunch from Battlestar Galactica, and then Columbo with Peter Falk. We began the show with, thank you, Chris Earle, for that introduction, along with Captain James T. Kirk and James Earl Jones from Star Wars there. And as I mentioned, Woody Allen's Manhattan features predominantly in our audio clips from who knows where. But yeah, we heard a public service message from the National Resources Conservation Service back from 1974 there about forest. And notice there was Brooke and Logan. And then we heard Fleetwood Mac, and from their 1977 Rumors album, You Make Lovin' Fun. And then it was the Electric Light Orchestra and Do Ya from their 1976 A New World Record. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Irv Tybell, who came up with the Environment series of Nature Enhanced Sounds, and this is his 1979 recording of A Country Thunderstorm from Environments 11. In the next set, we are going to be hearing from the German electronic band Neu. They're going to be concluding this set with After Eight, and we're going to be hearing some classic funk with just fat filtered synthesizer sounds. That'll be from Parliament and the Mothership Connection with George Clinton. And also Aerosmith Their Toys in the Attic album, released in 1975, is a perfect album on it. Every single song rocks. And you know, I had so much fun this week previewing the songs on my runs along the Mystic River Reservation. And yeah, listening to that album and Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, we're going to be hearing something from Rumors and the other Fleetwood Mac album. But first, we're going to start off with an absolutely incredible song by Lindsey Buckingham, composed by him and his Fleetwood Mac's touring sideman guitarist Neil Haywood. And it's got an absolutely wailing guitar solo. And Lindsey Buckingham, I think he's one of the best guitarists that there's ever been. And he knows how to layer guitars, how to go and, you know, have a couple of them going in the studio albums. He's a master at that. And I hope you enjoy this absolutely incredible song by Fleetwood Mac here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
Things we say. every time you don't come.
Ship with fate. Give the people what they want when they want, and they won't sit all the time. He was given to fits of rage, Jewish liberal paranoia, male chauvinism, self-righteous misanthropy, and nihilistic moods of despair. He had complaints about life, but never any solutions. He longed to be an artist, but balked at the necessary sacrifices. In his most private moments, he spoke of his fear of death, which he elevated to tragic heights, when in fact it was mere narcissism.
And I plead non-compos mentis, and I apologize to your habeas and your corpus.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this week we are bringing you another in my Sounds of the 70s Tears of the Gods subseries. This week we're featuring Fleetwood Mac, and most particularly their incredibly talented guitarist, songwriter, and sometimes singer from, let's see, from 1970. Oh my goodness, yes. So we kicked off that last set with a song composed and sung and a blistering lead guitar played in it. Lindsey Buckingham and Neil Hayward's Come from the Say You Will album, which is one that is a little bit off from our 1970s exact theme here, or exact focus, our latter part of the 1970s. And then we heard from Aerosmith and a song off of their perfect 1975 album, Toys in the Attic, Adam's Apple. What a riff that song has. Two great guitar players in that band. And it was Fleetwood Mac once again with Lindsey Buckingham singing and playing. And that was from their 1975 album, Fleetwood Mac. And to connect those two songs, we had a little bit from Fantasy Island, The Plane. And then we heard from Parliament and some really fat filtered synthesizers, super groovalistic prosifunkation from the Mothership Connection, Star Child of 1975. Fleetwood Mac once again from their 1977 album Rumors, The Chain, and an extended excerpt from Woody Allen's Manhattan with Anne Bernhoffman reading. And we concluded the set with a song from the profoundly influential German band, although they weren't appreciated when they were making their three albums, Neu and Neu 2 and Neu 75, from 1972, 1973, and 1975. And that was After 8 from that 1975 album. They were known for pioneering what's called the motoric beat, which was, as you heard, a kind of 4-4 rhythm that was kind of minimalist, but a whole lot of people picked up on it. And they've affected a whole bunch of electronica and punk music with their attitude. Meanwhile, back in me up right now is Irv Tybell's recording of An English Meadow from Environments 10, a long playing vinyl album released in 1979. So in this next set, we're going to be going full circle with a song composed by Peter Green, the original co-founder of the original Fleetwood Mac. And as I mentioned, that was in 1967 with drummer Mick Fleetwood and the guitarist who later left, Jeremy Spencer, and John McVie, who's a core member of the band. And Peter Green was quite a character, quite a gifted person, struggled with mental illness, And drugs like LSD did not help. In fact, they probably made things worse. But he was a profound visionary. And this song comes out of a dream that he had, the Green Manalishi. And we're going to be hearing both his original 1968 version and then Judas Priest's incredible, cool cover version that they did both a studio version and a live version on their 1979 Unleashed in the East album, and that's the one we're going to be hearing. And then between all of that, it's going to be some Cheech and Chong and the Sex Pistols going deep into their 1977 Nevermind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols album. And the Eagles as well, a song that incorporates a both studio and guitar effect called the flanger. And boy, that and Barracuda are some outstanding 1970s versions of songs with that effect in there. And also, two songs from Rumors and a song from their 1987 album, Tango in the Night. But first, yeah, let's go and start things off with Peter Green's version of the Green Manalishi. And this was, you know, Fleetwood Mac was started out as a British blues band, and if you didn't know anything about that, this song will turn you on to that.
When the day goes to sleep and the full moon runs, the night is so black that the darkness cooks. You've been around making me do things I don't want.
Hey, come on. Hey, don't put me in there. Look, you're making a big mistake. I wasn't doing nothing. I was just standing there. Hey, come on. Oh, jeez. Hey, look, I'm not like these mutts. I'm registered. I got papers and everything. Look, you don't believe me? Call my human. Look, the number's right here on the tag. Hey, where are you going? Hey, come on. Give me a break. Oh, Jesus, I'm worth over $300, will you? Oh, Christ.
Ralph.
Huh?
Ralph. Hey, over here, man.